This is Open Mic Live. Let's go! Welcome to this week's episode. We have a very special guest coming. Welcome back, everyone, to this week's episode of Open Mic Live. Just a few days ago, I got married, and honestly, I'm still floating on cloud nine. It feels like the perfect time to kick off our wedding special series this season. In one of the upcoming episodes, I'll be sitting down with my maid of honor to recap the magic of my wedding day and share the love and joy we're still soaking in. But for now, I want to give everything time to sink in. Next week, I'll be taking you to a place close to my heart, right in the heart of Europe, Vienna. I'll be interviewing Andrea Jungmann, the managing director of Sotheby's Austrian Hungary, for a conversation you won't want to miss. As for today, I'm thrilled to welcome the incredibly talented journalist Alana Mayrath. Not only is she a fellow bride, but she also made the bold decision to elope instead of having a traditional wedding. Our celebrations were very different, but only days apart, and spoiler alert, we both got our rings and couldn't be happier with how our love stories unfolded. Let's dive into the beauty of unique love journeys and the choices that we make that make them our own. Enjoy! Take two. Okay. I would like to say that this is your first podcast experience, but it's not, because we just recorded this episode and we realized that we didn't click record.
I mean, we did click record, but apparently you need to click it twice. So, this is my second podcast.
It's your second podcast. And I would love to introduce you to the audience and thank you for being the first guest on this wedding special, which is part of season 2 of Open Mic Live. And today with us is Alana Mayrath, who is a journalist. And the reason she's here today is because she's also a bride.
Yes.
So, before I go further into it, how does it feel when I call you a bride?
So, it's a little bit weird because no one has actually called me a bride before. Most people are just like talking about like, oh, you're getting married. I'm like, yeah. But they never like, oh, you're a bride. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a weird word for me.
I love it. We both have a little bit more time while we're brides. And this leads me to a fun fact that we actually got engaged days apart, and we're even getting married literally, I think, 5 days apart or something?
I think 3 days.
3 days apart. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So that's very exciting and random, not planned. It happened before we officially met, I believe.
Yeah.
But Alana is also one of the people responsible for the fact that Open Mic Life is on RTL. So I'm very happy that you're part of it and that you're a guest on the podcast. And what we're going to talk today about is the decision of having different types of weddings. So you have decided to elope.
Yes.
And before we get into it, do you want to say what eloping means? Because we didn't talk about this before, no. But maybe somebody doesn't know what it is.
So eloping basically means that you are running away and get married in secret, which I'm technically not completely doing. But that was the starting idea, yes.
And why?
Yeah, I always, when I thought about weddings, I always wanted to get married. But I also have anxiety. So thinking about a wedding, I was just like, oh, it's like so many people. And like, you have to do this in front of, I don't know, so many people. And I always liked the idea of like having a Las Vegas. And I was very sad that we didn't have a place like this in Europe. And I had one friend who was like, no, we have. It's like Monaco. And I was like, yeah, but it's not the same thing because it's still a different country. But like if we were like US citizens and we were like living in the US, Las Vegas would be the place to go for.
It's very nice. And what you said, that you always wanted to get married. We don't often talk about how much of a mental stress there is on the wedding day on the couple, because in fact, everybody's not just looking at you, they're watching you. And you have to really feel comfortable with the people around you. And often when a wedding is even a larger wedding, you have to invite certain people and you have to do this, you have to do that. So I think elopement takes away from that in a way. But can you talk a little bit about what was the process of organizing your wedding? Because even though it's an elopement, it's still a wedding.
Yeah, so it was, it happened in like smaller outbursts. Mm-hmm. So we got engaged in February. We're going to get married in September, which according to my very bad math are like 7 months. Mm-hmm. We were always like, oh yeah, like in like April, we're going to do this. And then like after the holiday in May, we're going to do this and this and this. And a lot of things never really happened. After our holiday, we were like, oh, actually, we kind of want to have like this date, which is like 9/9. It's a Monday, so in my, I was like hoping that like no one really wants to have it, because like who is getting married on a Monday? Well, I am. But then yeah, we went to the municipality. We had like all of our documents that we needed, and that was like the first like real step. Like, oh, we have like a wedding date. And also like a little fun fact is, we had to pay for the wedding in cash, which was like 14 euros.
Yeah.
So I always joke that I'm like paying for this wedding, like that I paid for it, because...
you paid the whole wedding.
I paid for the whole wedding. 14 euros because I had the cash and my boyfriend didn't have it.
You mean your fiancé?
Technically, yes. But it's not... I don't like the word. We never call each other fiancés, except mm-hmm. when we're like joking around.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, I don't like it. So I just call him boyfriend. And then sometimes I'm like, oh no, sorry, it's my fiance. But like when I'm talking to like other people,
yeah,
he's the boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's where we're a little different, because for me, now that it's leading up to the wedding, I told my fiance, call me fiance all the time at any convenient moment.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, I'm the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do call each other already like husband and wife, like also as a joke. Mm-hmm. So I sometimes I'm saying, oh yeah, like my husband is like doing this and this and this. But like, I don't know, I feel like it has a weird tone to it. Fiance.
It does sound very official and ceremonial. Yeah, 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 definitely. There's something like this to it. And is there something that surprised you in the organizational process?
Not really. I think I was maybe more surprised by the fact that for me it was stressful, even mm-hmm. though compared to like your own wedding planning, it's like nothing. But that's, I guess, yeah, like the anxiety is like sometimes a little bit. And yeah, I did it in bursts, and like, okay, we had like the wedding date. And then at some point I was like, okay, I have to find a dress, which I wanted to do it secondhand, mm-hmm. because I did not want to pay so much money for like a day where it's just like I wear it like an hour and then off it goes. But then also I'm plus size, meaning that it's not always super easy to find like regular clothes in mm-hmm. like a plus size. But what do you do with like a wedding dress? And then when I had my dress, I tried it on. It was like, just bought it like on a whim on Vinted. It fit like a glove, thank God. Mm-hmm. But then the next step was like flowers, hair. Do I do my own makeup? Which, yes, I will do my own makeup. I got like a hairdresser's appointment. And then after that, I was like, okay, now we're good. And the rings, also the rings.
Do you know what's funny? Some people that I've talked who got married before, they told me, and don't forget the rings. We didn't have rings up until 2 weeks before the wedding. And I'm like, how do you forget the rings?
We didn't forget them. But yeah. We had like a lot of like issues with like sizing. Mm-hmm. So then like the test sizes were good, and then it got back to you like a size too small, the other one was too big, and then you have to like send it back and make sure that it's still, and honestly I'm getting married in 10 days and I still don't have a ring.
We don't have our rings either.
It should have come like last week, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, because yeah, my boyfriend, his ring is too big, but we were allowed to keep it until the real one arrives.
Yeah.
But yeah, they took mine back because they were like, oh, you're gonna have it in time. But now I'm like, It's like 10 days. Where is it? Like, honestly.
Hello.
Give it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you get it in time. I hope we get it in time as well. Because, yes. Again, we didn't talk about this before, but we also don't have our race yet.
That is kind of funny. Yeah. So, advice to everyone. Get your rings.
Get your rings.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Like really.
True. And tell me a little bit about what is the day going to look like?
So, yeah. So we both took the day off because, as I said, it's a Monday. It's mm-hmm. like a regular working day. So, yeah, I have a hairdresser's appointment. He's going to pick me up. He will also pick up the flowers, which we also got, like, honestly, like 3 weeks ago. We will get ready together. And then we will drive together to the municipality.
That sounds so nice. And one of the things that people, I think, is one of the misconceptions about elopement is when they say, oh, but don't you want your people there? Don't you want everybody together? And while you're talking about your wedding day, there is so much togetherness that I hear.
Yeah, so he is my people. So I already have like the most important person on my side, which is going to be my future husband. And I do understand like that you want your like immediate family, but I also, and this is not like necessarily my case, but there are like so many people who don't have like a good relationship with their families and who still feel the need of like, oh, but like I have to do this. And no, you don't. You can just have, because it's a very important day. It's going to be like the beginning of your marriage, and you want to make that day as beautiful and as like relaxing for you as you can. So you need to make sure that you are happy, that you are feeling good. And that's also one of the reasons why we wanted to elope, because first of all, yes, anxiety. We are both also very introverted people. But also we did not want anyone else to like put some sort of like negativity around mm-hmm. the whole day.
Yeah.
Because that can happen. And mm-hmm. we were like, we're not going to let it happen. So that's also why we were like, nope, just the two of us, let's go.
No, that's really good. And it's a very good point. And it makes me think of something I read that I wonder what you think about, that before you get married, your immediate family is the people you grew up with, your parents, siblings, grandparents, just the people you lived with. And then once you get married, they become extended family and your immediate family is your husband. And at first I was like, oh no, what do you mean? But, you know, and then I started thinking more about it, the decisions you're going to make, all of that. Yes, that is your immediate family. Your husband is your immediate family. And I think the faster your current immediate family, parents, whoever is around you, get used to this idea, the better the relationship with them will be afterwards.
I 100% agree, because it was always like my mom and me, and I've moved out. I'm now living with my boyfriend, she is spending like, I would say like 80% of her time in the Netherlands, because that's where her fiancé and like her, well, it's our family, but like mm-hmm. where she is currently. And I've just realized like, yes, like this was the person that I spent like 20 years, but now there is another person that I'm going to hopefully also spend as many years. I totally, of course, like your like former current family, that's like a paradox, is still going to be very important. But they are not going to be in your, like, core anymore. It's just going to be you, husband, maybe mm-hmm. kids at some point. Yeah, you don't know.
Exactly. And I think the sooner you get comfortable with this idea, the better. For example, my brother now, he's about to have a baby with his fiance, and they're going to get married next year. And I really am doing my best to respect them as a unit. And they, of course, they already make decisions. As I said, they're going to have a child and all of that. And whenever somebody comments, I'm like, it's their decision. It's their family. And I think this will make sure that my family's relationship and his family's relationship will keep growing stronger because we respect each other in that way.
I think that respect is incredibly important between, well, all parties involved in a family. And that's also like one of like the the negativity things that like we wanted to keep out, because you don't know if like someone's gonna react badly mm-hmm. to your like wedding announcement. And also like my mom, she knows about the wedding, and she's very happy for me. But then like that was when I told her, she was like, oh no, that's cool. And then a couple of months later, I saw her again because yeah, she's in Netherlands, I'm in Luxembourg, so we don't really keep to like see each other in person often. Mm-hmm. I realized that because yeah, she said it, that she's a little bit sad though that she won't be there. But yet she still very much respects my decision, and she also understands why we are doing it. And I also I do understand why she's sad, and I very much think that's very much okay for her to be sad. But I'm still very happy that she's like not making it about her, mm-hmm. but that she's like still like, hey, it's your day, you need to be happy and comfortable, and that she's very much like supporting me.
Yeah,
and I think that's yeah, that's very nice.
That's really nice, and it's not always the case, because I have heard about other people who, especially people who get married young, like very young, mm-hmm. That they would have done a lot of things differently, but they had little to no say in traditions that they had to keep, things that they have to do because it's like that. And for example, one of the more not traditional things that we are doing is that I'm not going to spend the night before the wedding without my fiance, and I will see him before the wedding. And this is advice that we have gotten from close friends of ours who said that this is their one regret, because the person you want to be with the most on that day, you're basically not allowed to see because of a tradition or a custom, more so, yes. from olden days. And this brings you anxiety, and it makes you nervous, and it makes you anxious, and in terms of seeing them sooner rather than later, and you're not enjoying it.
Yes, and also in like the best cases, your other person is the one who like keeps you calm and like keeps you collected and mm-hmm. like is there to help you and like reassure you and support you.
Yeah.
So that was also, honestly, until you just said it now, that's something I've never even thought about. I was like, no, I'm not going to spend the night away from him, because we're yeah. going to go to the wedding together.
Exactly.
He's going to see me either way. So.
Yeah. And which part of the day are you most excited about?
I think, yeah, the wedding itself, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just honestly, just waking up, going to the hairdresser, mm-hmm. having like nice hair, getting dressed together because he has to help me get into my dress. And then going into the car, driving to the municipality, and then, I don't know, standing there, because I have no idea what is going to happen.
Yeah.
So you mentioned vows before, and that that's a very private moment for you and your fiancé. Mm-hmm. and I was like, do we do that? Like, is there like a place for vows and like a wedding at the municipality?
There is.
Okay, so I didn't know. And I was like, and I was asking him, I was like, should we prepare? And he was like, oh, we can, like, we don't have to say them, but if you want, we can. And I'm thinking like, now I'm just gonna wing it. Mm-hmm. Because I think at that moment, I probably gonna feel something completely different. And I would be like 2 weeks before that, I'm like, oh, like, what am I gonna say? So yeah, like, not very also like a traditional person in that sense.
I think I agree with you. I didn't think about this before, how you're going to feel in that moment. I am a very emotional person, so I'm scared to not be prepared.
I understand that.
And just become like a mess. Yeah. But we will say our vows in private. Mm-hmm. We're not going to say it in front of people, because I think this, to me, is one of the most private moments of the whole ordeal of getting married, of the beginning of a marriage, not even just the wedding, but what you vow to this person, like why you are there on this day together, what do you promise each other. And I think this is too personal to say in front of people.
No, I understand your point. Yeah. Because in the end, it's your life and your husband's life, and mm-hmm. What you're doing is actually none of anyone else's business.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. No, but I'm very excited for you. And I want to end with one question, with which every episode of the segment is going to end, because the weddings are a very exciting and very great moment of life, but ultimately they lead to something more important, which is marriage. So what does marriage mean to you?
Yeah, so yeah, it's a good question. And I know that, like, I feel like a lot of people see the wedding as like the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, like, I really want to have a wedding. I want to have like a big dress and like the whole like tra-la-la-la-la. But for me, like, the wedding is just like, it's like a gateway to the marriage, and you kind of, you have to have it in some sort of way. You have to have it, even if it's just like in front of the mayor at like the municipality mm-hmm. building, the way that we do it. But then you're married, and then honestly, the real work starts, because yeah. marriage, as I guess everyone has heard by now, is not going to be easy. But I'm very excited to like go on this journey with my then husband, mm-hmm. Because a marriage for me is just like, you're promising each other that you're like there for each other. You have someone waiting for you at home. You have someone to go on adventures, even if it's like the local supermarket on a Sunday morning, which honestly,
is an adventure.
It is one of my highlights to just go to the supermarket, get our stuff together. I don't know. I just like every day I'm just like waking up and I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm ready to do this day with like the person next to me.
This is so nice that you say that. And I think one of the ways that I knew that my fiance is my person is that we are very much okay sometimes spending time apart. If I'm traveling for a weekend or he's traveling on a surf trip with friends, but I realized, and I've told him, yeah, I'm super fine doing this, but I know that it's going to be twice as much fun if we're together.
Yes.
So I'm so excited. And I even told him this when we got engaged. I didn't plan on saying it or anything like that, but I told him I'm so happy and I'm so excited that we're engaged, but I'm even more excited for the marriage, because as you said, the wedding is a gateway to that. And yes. all the people we're talking about are going into this knowing it's going to be work, but it's so worth it for the right person and hopefully for the rest of our lives.
Yes, I hope so too, because I'm really, really excited.
Yes, I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I can't wait to have you back.
Yes, at some point.
I hope you come back and we can talk about other things, how the weddings went and mm-hmm. everything. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'd love to be back.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next week on Open Mic Live.